You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice on this day and be glad in it. Amen. I am Mika, and welcome to Thank You, Jesus. In this hour, we are dedicating ourselves, devoting ourselves, orienting ourselves to praying, to getting before the Lord God Almighty, to hearing His voice. Amen. Hearing His words, hearing what He thinks. Come on, somebody. Hearing about how He feels regarding the situation, regarding the things that we may come into agreement and recommit our agreement, surrender our agreement to Him. Amen. Amen. He is all knowing. Hallelujah. He is all powerful. What better one? There's nothing impossible with God Almighty. So what better one to turn to for your specific? What better one to turn to regarding your need? What better one to turn to? What better one to hear from regarding the thing that is distressing us, bothering us, worrying us, plaguing us, disrupting our peace? That's a distraction. Amen. Hallelujah. Even a distraction from our sleep. What better one to turn to than God Almighty? There's not a condition on this earth that He cannot solve, that He cannot handle. So let us, hallelujah, humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Decrease ourselves. Repent. Surrender ourselves. Submit ourselves. Present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service, so that we're not conformed to the world, so that we're not conformed to our past, so we're not conformed to the specific situation, so we're not dictated by, thrust to and fro by, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we are growing in faith, hallelujah, that we are building and strengthening our spirit man. Jesus, we need You. So let us in this moment get quiet. Get still. I thank You, O God, that You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank You, Lord God, that You are the great I Am. We thank You, Lord God. We call on You, Alpha and Omega. We call on You, Almighty God. We call on You, El Elyon, the Most High God. We call on You, Emmanuel, God with us. I'm reminded even right now how Psalms 23 tells us that, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for Thou, You, God, are with us. I thank You today for reminding us that no matter how dark it is, no matter how stinky it is, no matter how scary it is, no matter how lonely it is, no matter how much we're in the unknown, no matter how much we're staring at the Red Sea, we're staring at the mountain, we're staring at the famine, we're staring at the severe place, we're staring at the pain place, we're staring at the lacking place, no matter how much we're staring at the stressful place, no matter how much, hallelujah, we're being inundated by the surroundings that come with the problem, the issue, hallelujah, no matter how much we are setting our eyes and our gaze on you, God. Jesus, we are fastening and refastening ourselves to you, God. We are giving our lives to you, God. We are giving the situation. I hear the Lord saying, give it to me. We are giving you the situation. We are giving you the person. We are giving you the problem. The problem, it does no good in my hands. It does no good in my mind. It does no good in my soul. It's not doing any good there. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba yandarabo. We give you the problem. We give you the care. What fruit is the care producing in us? Mm-hmm. We give you the care and make room, hallelujah, to make room, Lord God, for your comfort and your goodness and your sweetness. We give you the relationship. We give you the person. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We give you the finances. So we give it to you, oh God. Mm-hmm. We give it to you. Hallelujah. We give it all to you. We give you the children. We give you, oh God, the individual. We give you the matter. We give you the job situation. We give you, oh God. We even give you the desires that you've given to us. Come on, somebody. And maybe we've taken it and idolized it or hoarded it, mm-hmm, and scooted you out of the way, mm-hmm, and thinking that now we gotta do it. So we give it to you, oh God. We come into communication, and even if we live in a communication in this moment, I thank you, oh God, that we are in communication with you. We are in relation with you. We are in a place of intimacy with you, oh God. I thank you for your presence wherever we are. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in our home. We thank you, oh God, for your presence overtaking us. We thank you for your presence in our vehicles. We thank you for your presence as we walk and go to and fro. We thank you, oh God, for your presence on the public transportation. We thank you for your presence, oh God, with us. Hallelujah. In the marketplace, in our office. We thank you, oh God, for your presence. Lord Jesus, I thank you for training us and teaching us how to be dependent on you. That is a beautiful place, Lord God. And so we give us a new understanding of what it is to be dependent on you, because on this earth, in any way, shape, or form, dependency is not a good thing, and it comes with a negative connotation. And Lord God, I thank you for teaching us that you desire for us to be dependent on you. You desire for us. A scripture says in Proverbs 3, God is saying, trust me with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But he wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. Let us today, I thank you, God. Let's just turn to it. I got my Bible app today. Amen. I got my Bible app today. Let's see. Thank you, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I hear you, Lord. We hear you, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because our own understanding will fail us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because your own understanding and our own understanding will have us making the wrong moves. Our own understanding. Okay, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because your own understanding and our own understanding, hallelujah, will cause us to quit a thing that God is saying to remain in, or even vice versa. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because our own understanding will say this is not logical. And God is saying, exactly. This is the place where I want you to be in faith and not in logic. This is the place where I need you to be in prayer. Hallelujah. And not in your own practices. And trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. Another version says, acknowledge him in all. Lord, teach us how to acknowledge you in all things, in all of our ways, the little ways that we take for granted. Lord God, you want to be involved in every aspect of our life, even the things that we don't find important, like what am I going to eat today? Hallelujah. What am I going to wear today? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. All of our ways, let's acknowledge him. Lord God, I pray that you will make us sensitive and make us aware, make us cognizant of involving you in all of our ways, in everything, in every matter. May we consult you first in every matter, with everything pertaining to us, because you care, and because you love us, and because you want to share your ability and your power with us, and you want to reveal to us who you are. And you want to reveal to us the plans that you have and the way that you have us to go. God, may we surrender every aspect of our life to you. You are the wisdom that we need, O God. You are the peace that we need, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You are the health that we need. You are the increase that we need. You are the joy that we need. You are the love that we need. You are the forgiveness that we need. You are the healer to our emotions, the healer to our minds, the healer to our souls. Hallelujah. The healer to our relationships that we need. You are, oh God. Come on, I can sense the Lord even slowing us. He is the one that'll slow us down when we want to speed up. He is the one that'll quicken, hallelujah, in those dead areas, those sleeping areas, those dormant areas. God, you are the one. And we, yeshandaya, we reach our arms. We reach our arms out. We extend ourselves to you, O God, and everything that is in us, everything that is erected that causes us to be at a distance from you, O God. I pray that you will melt it away, O God. May we come into a closer covenantal relationship with you, O God. We thank you for your grace, hallelujah, that is at work in our lives, O God. We thank you that when there's times when we think it's us, that it is your grace. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy that's new every morning, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are the one that restores us. You are the one that reconciles us. You are the one that causes us to prosper. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, is what scripture says. Those things that God has prepared for the ones, hallelujah, that he loves, and the ones, areba shandaya, thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for what you have prepared for us. We thank you, O God, for the promise that you have for us, a promise of healing, a promise of peace. Move, O God, in a very mighty way in our lives, Heavenly Father, in every area, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much. We thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah. Help us to keep our eyes on the promise. Help us to keep our eyes on the promise keeper. You are the promise keeper and not the problems and not even on the process, because there's some points in the process that looks a mess, that looks opposite of the promise. God, we say thank you. Thank you today for reminding us that you want us to keep our eyes on you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us holding on to the thing that you spoke to us, the promise, the gift, the vision that you've given us, oh God, that you've spoken to and gave it to us in seed form. And it is by faith that we will see it come to pass. I thank you, oh God, for I feel that in for some of us, God will put us in a situation of knowing the need so we can enter into the prayer place. Because he wants to meet us in the prayer place. And so, God, we thank you for meeting us in the prayer place. I'm reminded of Elijah right now, how God spoke to him. Hold on, I'm going to turn to it. Thank you, Jesus. God spoke to him when there was a severe famine. Come on, somebody. We can have a severe famine in our thought life, a severe famine in our minds, a severe famine, hallelujah, in our bodies, a severe famine in our relationships or with a specific relationship. We can have a severe famine in our finances. We can have a severe famine on the workplace. We can have a severe famine Amen. Hallelujah. In that endeavor, God told us to start. In the business, God inspired us to move into. In the ministry, hallelujah. It can feel like a severe famine in the waiting place. Okay. Listen, in 1 Kings chapter 18, after it says in verse 1, after a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now, in this time, there was a severe famine, hallelujah, in the land. And not only that, you had Jezebel killing the Lord's prophets. So it wasn't a good situation that was happening. But God spoke a promise in the midst of that darkness. God's word will come, hallelujah, and speak in the midst of the dark place, in the midst of the fearful place, in the midst of the dry place, in the midst of the little place, in the midst of the empty place, hallelujah, in the midst of the sick place, in the midst of the ailing place, in the midst of the decaying place, in the midst of the sleeping dormant place, hallelujah, in the midst of this is over and done place, hallelujah, in the midst of it being as good as done, right? In speaking words of promise, words of his resurrecting power, and speaking words of the completed end of prosperity and increase in wealth and riches. And I'm speaking more than just material. Hallelujah. And speak reconciliation, and it is our duty, hallelujah, to hold on to it and to stay close to him in prayer. Prayer is one of the ways we stay close to him, hallelujah, because he is the worker of the word, hallelujah. He is the one that brings it to pass. All he's asking from us is to trust him. All he's asking from us, hallelujah, rebasaya, is to agree with him. All he's asking from us is to believe. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He wants us to please him in this season. And we please him, hallelujah, by walking and talking and thinking and moving in faith. Faith. So in this passage, in this pericope, and read it for yourselves in 1 Kings 18. So God said that in the beginning, as he told Elijah to go and present himself to Ahab, he had already spoken that there will be rain. That's it. The famine is over. Somebody say, that's it. The famine is over. So then we go down to verse 41. Hallelujah. And Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is a sound of heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Somebody say he prayed. He got in a position of prayer. In this season, in this hour, in this time, God is inviting us to enter into a posture of prayer. Prayer is also a way we come in agreement with, and we hear, hallelujah, from God, from heaven. So Elijah, he tells Ahab, now he's speaking by faith, he's speaking prophetically, and said, there's a sound of a heavy rain. Where does he hear that sound from? Is there a sound on the earth? No! Does Ahab hear this sound? No! So to Ahab, Elijah can be talking crazy. Elijah can be off. But Ahab followed the instructions of the prophet. He followed the instructions of Elijah. Somebody say, get ready. Get ready. Prepare yourself for your breakthrough. Prepare yourself for your blessing. Prepare for the increase. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. There is a sound of an abundance of rain. A rushing. Come on, somebody. A rushing wind. Which means what? It's coming in fast. It'll take us by surprise. It will take us by surprise. We don't see it coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so Ahab, he went, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel. He didn't have to get into this position. But this is a posture I think that we live by, this posture of prayer. Apostle Paul speaks of us being unceasing, that we should be always praying. Even Jesus spoke of a widow woman who was persistent in going to the unjust judge until she got her answer. Right, and even in Matthew 7 speaks about knocking and asking, hallelujah, and a seeking. And that is a knocking and a asking and a seeking and a asking and a seeking and a knocking that is continual. That I'm not stopping until it comes to pass, because I know it's coming to pass. How do we know? Because God spoke it. And if it's not for some of us, we haven't heard from the Lord God Almighty, our Abba Father, then we stay in the prayer place until we hear, until we see. So look, let's look at Elijah, because in James chapter 5, verse 16, the second half of that verse speaks about that the prayer of the righteous, the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And then the next verse brings up Elijah and how he prayed earnestly for rain when and after 3.5 years of no rain off of his prayers, hallelujah, rain came. Amen. This is a place of God wants us to believe him for that which we call impossible, that which we say is supernatural, that which we say is beyond human capability. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And so let's see this posture of prayer that Elijah entered into, and let's see how long he stayed in that place. We in this time are not to give up, because we are considering the things on the earth or the things that is making us enter into a place of prayer. We must continue to pray. We must continue to seek. We continue to seek you, God. We continue to call on you, God. In verse 43, 1 Kings 18, verse 43 says, 42 first. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. That speaks to me that sometimes, hallelujah, it's such a situation that I don't have the liberty. It's not a luxury. It's not of my benefit to look up and around to see and if it's coming or not. I need to keep my eyes on God, because when I take my eyes off of him, my faith weakens. I feel like giving up. I start speaking, hallelujah, in the natural. Amen, hallelujah. I start speaking and start being dictated by the problem, by the thing, by the dry place. So let's look at Elijah. Go. And so he put his face between his knees. Somebody say, I'm putting my face between my knees. I'm setting my face at the feet of Jesus. Listen, I'm too weak. We got to know our weaknesses. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm too weak right now. My faith is in a sensitive place right now. I can't look to the left or right. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? Right? And so as his face is between his knees, he says, go and look toward the sea. He tells his servant this. And the servant went up and looked. He said, I'm not going to do it. I'm staying in this posture of prayer. You go look. Go look towards the sea. And tell me what you see. And there's nothing there, he said. So the servant came back and said, there's nothing there. Seven times, Elijah said, go back. Seven times. After the first time, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but me, after the first time, I think, oh, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. After the first month, come on, somebody. After the first week, come on, somebody. After the first day, come on, somebody. After the first year. Mm-hmm. That we've been praying for this thing to come to pass. And so Elijah says, go back. The second time, go back. The third time, go back. There's a tenacity in that place, a stubbornness in that place, an endurance. We thank you, O God, for an endurance in that place, a resilience in this place of prayer and faith. The fifth time, go back. Sixth time, go back. By this time, maybe me, just me. Okay, not you guys. You guys on point. Amen. You guys like Elijah. But I start to grow discouraged. I start to question whether or not I heard God correctly. I start to wonder. I consider maybe even stopping and giving up. But no. Going back. I'm going back in that prayer place. Amen. I'm getting up early in that prayer place. I'm setting some time during my day to enter into that prayer place. I'm not allowing anything or anyone to influence me other than God. God, may you influence us. Influence us, Heavenly Father. Influence us with heaven. Influence us with your thoughts. Influence us with your ways. May we be highly influenced by you. And not by our neighbor, and not by even social media and people on TV and whatever may be influencing us to have us in this rat race or in this busy place, in this easily discouraged place. But Lord God, may you begin and may we position ourselves to be influenced by you. May we be under the influence of the Almighty, that our faith talking and our faith thinking and our faith walking and our faith behaving will even have us looking peculiar, have us looking abnormal, have us doing the opposite of what man or success on this earth says needs to be done, or this is the way. Influence us today, O God. Influence us with your truth. Influence us with your peace. Influence us with your love. Influence us with your goodness. Influence us, O God, with your forgiveness. Influence us, O God. If there's anyone we want to be like, we want to be like you, Christ Jesus. We want to conform to you. Influence our actions, O God. Influence our ways. Influence our habits. Influence us in the way we talk. Influence us, O God, in the way we think. Hallelujah. Influence us, Reba Shandaya. May we become influenced even from reading scripture. May we become highly influenced. And as we become highly influenced, and I hear the Lord saying, for some of us, one of us, all of us, and on the ticket to the Spirit, that He'll make us influential. As we become influenced by God, He'll make us in our endeavors and our projects and our things, hallelujah, highly attractive and highly favored and like a magnet that thing that people just seek and work so hard to seek and still can't acquire is just running to us. It's just overtaking us. It's Him positioning us and causing us to be seen and known, hallelujah, by His hand. May you influence us, O God, to speak to those things that be not as though they are. May you influence us, O God, hallelujah, to speak to the dark place. Hallelujah. Let there be light. Thank you, O God, for influencing us. Verse 44. Thank you for influencing us, O God, to the point of healing. Influencing us to the point of no return. Influencing us to the point of being unrecognizable in our identity. Influencing us that we start to stand out from that the our surroundings and that which we was raised up in, O God. Ayeshandaya. And that influence us up out of the generational curses. Influence us up out of the cycles of God. We say thank you. Influence us up out of the waywardness. Influence us up out of, oh God, the habitual place. Influence us up out of, up into a change that is necessary and required. Influence us up out of some of those relationships that are no good for us. Hallelujah. Influence us, oh God, to be the good in the relationship place, in the family place, in the environment, oh God, that you have us to be in. Influence us, oh God, in a way that we are the miracle and we are the blessing. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you. Influence us that we have a new perspective. Influence us, oh God, that we may encounter your miracles, signs, and wonders on a daily. That walking, influence us, oh God, that we walk with you and the supernatural is normal, is natural. We thank you, Heavenly Father. So Elijah tells the servant to go back 7 times, and the 7th time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is arising from the sea. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that there's a change that is upon us, that there's an answer, hallelujah, that is now knocking on the door that we've been knocking on. And it's just about getting up and walking to the door or turning the knob and opening the door. We thank you, oh God, that there's an answer coming to our phones, answer coming to our bodies, your answer is coming to our emails. The answer, hallelujah, is coming in the form of favor, good news, open doors. We thank you. And so the servant reported. Come on, somebody, let there be good reports that start to overtake our lives, oh God. That a cloud as small as a man's hand is arising from the sea. So Elijah said, go tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind arose. A heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Come on, when we walk in agreement with God Almighty, when we are influenced, hallelujah, by the Lord God Almighty. There's a supernatural, the Holy Spirit just said it, there's a supernatural that happens to us, happens through us, happens for us, happens around us. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, that in this day, in this hour, in this time, our position is prayer. Our position is looking to you. Our position is trusting you. Our position is submitting in ourselves that we may be influenced by you, that we may be conformed to you, that we may be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I thank you for a healing grace you're releasing, Lord God, on us today. I thank you for Jehovah Jireh, that you are provider. I thank you for how you're supernaturally and naturally and ordinarily and extraordinarily providing. We thank you, O God, for the blessing. We thank you, O God, for your shalom peace. We thank you, O God, for how you're answering us and meeting us in this place. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are reliable, that you are dependable, that you are trustworthy. We thank you, O God, for a deeper and more intimate relationship with you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and I thank you that everyone that is in this place at this time, in this now, I thank you, O God, for supplying their every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, O God, for your hand. We thank you, O God, for fighting our battles. We thank you, O God, for defending us, avenging us, and influencing us in a great and mighty way. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yavarekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalecha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalecha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Shalom. I'll see you next week. Amen. God bless in Jesus' name.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.